Today, no wriggle room for the RBA. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analysis. Well, this post covering finance and property news. Well, the latest monthly inflation read was out today, and it suggests that rates will be higher for longer. While there was a drop, some of this was helped by government intervention, and some other factors in the incomplete monthly numbers were still strong. Now, it's worth remembering that the RBA started tightening later than its peers and shifted to smaller quarter point moves earlier. And now, as global disinflation trends do beg the question whether Australia will again lag its peers, it's clear that the RBA will stay hawkish until it sees credible signs that inflation is moving back to target. In fact, last month, the US policymakers forecast rate cuts for 2024, prompting traders to bet that the Fed's target rate will drop below the RBA's cash rate by the end of next year. The RBA, though, in the minutes of its 5th of December meeting, highlighted risks that inflation will hold above the 2-3% target for longer than anticipated. It currently forecasts that price gains will hit the top end of the band only at the end of 2025, while in the US inflation is seen as around 2.6% during next year. Australian inflation is proving stickier, with Bullock saying last month that the challenge is increasingly homegrown and demand-driven, and that bringing down the target below 3% from the current levels is likely to be a drawn-out process. So maybe the RBA isn't likely to cut rates until late in 2024, possibly in September, according to Westpac Bank's chief economist Lucy Ellis. That will likely see the Australian dollar strengthen a little bit, and it could also cause local borrowing costs to come down more slowly than for the US, Ellis said. Now, the data that came out today, the monthly consumer price index indicator, rose 4.3% in the 12 months to November, according to the ABS. This month's annual increase of 4.3% is down from the 4.9% rise in October, and it's the smallest annual increase since January 2022. The most significant contributors to the November annual inflation increase was housing, up 6.6%, food and non-alcoholic beverages up 4.6%, insurance and financial services up 8.8%. That includes a lot of annual premium increases, and alcohol and tobacco up 6.4%. Now, CPI inflation is often impacted by items with volatile price changes like automotive fuel, fruit and vegetables, and holiday travel. So if you exclude those from the headline CPI, you can get an underlying inflation read. And when you exclude those volatile items from the monthly CPI, the annual rise in November was 4.8%. That's lower than the annual rise of 5.1% in October, the ABS said. Housing rose 6.6% in the 12 months to November, up from 6.1% in October. And new dwelling prices rose 5.5% over the year, reflecting higher labour and material costs. Rent prices rose 7.1% in the 12 months to November, reflecting low vacancy rates and the tight rental market. Now, it's worth noting that the increase in Commonwealth rent assistance reduced out-of-pocket rent costs for eligible tenants since introduction on the 20th of September 23. If you'd excluded those changes to rent assistance, rents would have increased 8.8% over the year to November, the ABS said. Electricity prices rose 10.7% in the 12 months to November. That reflected increases in wholesale prices from annual price reviews from July. Energy price rises have been partially offset by the introduction of the Energy Bill Relief Fund rebates for eligible households from July 2023. Electricity prices have risen 8.8% since June 23. If you'd excluded those rebates, electricity prices would have increased 19% over this period, the ABS said. Food and non-alcoholic beverages rose 4.6% in the 12 months of November, down from 5.3% in October. Annual inflation for food and non-alcoholic beverages remained elevated in most categories, they said. Exceptions were categories with predominantly fresh food, such as meat and seafood and fruit and vegetables, which continue to have low inflation due to favourable weather conditions, increasing supply, and also keeping prices lower, the ABS said. Automotive fuel prices rose 2.3% in the 12 months to November. That's down from the annual increase of 8.6% in October. In monthly terms, automotive fuel prices fell 0.5% as crude oil prices continued to soften, reaching a five-month low. So annual inflation for automotive fuels fell from 19.7% in September 2023 to 2.3% in November. And that has been a significant contributor to the lower annual rise in the monthly CPI indicator over the past 2 months, the ABS said. So standing back, whilst there is some good news in some segments of the inflation read, and remember the monthly is not comprehensive in terms of it doesn't cover everything that goes into the final quarterly number, which will be out next month, but it also means that we've still got strong growth in rents. The cost of construction, particularly for new developments, are very high. And of course, we've still got strong movements with regard to energy costs. The offsetting oil price reduction has now passed through. It's also worth thinking about the fact that the oil prices are now significantly down from where they were. So it's unlikely that we're going to see the same drop next month, which means that in due course, of course, the base effect will also kick in. So the bottom line is this. It's clear to me that the Australian inflation number is stubbornly high and that the expectation of early rate cuts is just a vague hope. The RBA will not be able to cut until later in the year or possibly into 2025. Now, if you're buying your home in Sydney's contentious market, you don't need to stand alone. This is the time you need to have Edwin Almeida from Ribbon Property Consultant standing alongside you. Buying a property is both challenging and adversarial. The vendor has a professional on their side. Emotions run high, price discovery and price transparency are hard to find, and then there's the wasted time and financial investments that you make. Edwin understands your needs, so why not engage a licensed professional to stand alongside you? With RPC, you know you have experience, knowledge, and master negotiators looking after your best interests. So shoot Ribbon an email at info@ribbonproperty.com.au. And if you use the promo code DFAWTW/Martin, you can get a 10% discount offer. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.